will they do next? And now...
Come in. Ah, come in, Mr. Layton.
Yes.
Do come in, please.
Thank
Sit
you.
Down, make yourself at home. Good. So, you're interested in joining the Secret Service, are you?
Yes, I am.
Splendid, splendid. Now, in this branch, we need alert, intelligent, active young men with good nerves. You have good nerves, have you?
Yes, I think so.
Good. They're absolutely vital in the kind of work that everybody's... Hello? Ah, yes, Miss Jackson. Would you bring in Mr. Layton's file, please? Thank you. Sorry to keep you waiting. Will be just one moment. Ah, there you are, Miss Jackson. On the desk there, please.
You're not Miss Jackson!
Oh, yes, you are. Good disguise. Well done, Miss Jackson. The one thing before you go. What did you do with the big file that was on my desk here yesterday? The one marked top. Highly secret. About all the nuclear nonsense.
I gave it to that foreign-looking gentleman who called yesterday, sir.
Do you play cricket?
You're fired!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're fired!
Do you play cricket?
No, tennis, actually.
Oh, I used to play cricket. I remember on one occasion I was bowling for an ex-county player, he was, actually, yes. I gave him a half volley just outside the off stump. He put his left foot down the wicket, hit the ball back at me like a bullet. Never had a chance to move. Ball hit me straight between the eyes. I gave him a half volley just outside the off stump. He put his left foot down the wicket, hit the ball back at me like a bullet. Never had a chance to move. Ball hit... I do beg your pardon. Where was I?
Bowling.
That's right. Next ball, I gave him a shorter, faster one. He went on the back foot, hit the ball back at me like a bullet. Never had a chance to move. Over my left shoulder, down to the side screen, fielder ran round, picked the ball up, threw it in. I was watching the wicketkeeper. Ball landed right on the bat. Last ball of the over. Last ball of the over, I gave him a slow one. Threw it right up in the air. He came all the way down the wicket, took the ball on the full toss, hit the ball back at me like a bullet. Never had a chance to move. Ball hit me straight smack plumb between the eyes. Of course, I was getting used to it by then. Now, what languages do you speak? French?
Yes.
German. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, ich spreche ein wenig Deutsch und die wunderbare ausgestellten Bogenhäuser.
You're not German, are you? Now, do you think you could take pain? Do you think you could put up with physical torture?
I hope so, yes.
Yes. Well, I had five years in a Jap camp, you know. Or was it Malayan? No, Japanese, that was it. Got over it, though. Now, let's just have a look at your record, shall we? Just check up on a few details. Oxford, first in modern languages, tennis blue, you play the piano, mandolin. Oh, you play the mandolin, do you?
Yes.
You're not Chinese, are you? Yes, just as well. We don't want Chinese in the Secret Service. Oh, jolly fear. They're not as bad as the Japs, you know. The Japs come over the filing cabinet there. They're after the strawberries, do you see them? Do you want a strawberry? I mean, why do you want to join? 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 Why do you want to join the Secret Service?
Well, my mother said it would be...
Why do you want to join the Secret Service?
Well, it always seemed to
exist. Why do you want to join the Secret Service?
Well, like all small...
Why do you want to join the Secret Service?
Can you keep a secret? Yes, I think so.
Good. Now, any good at codes?
No, I'm afraid not.
Doesn't matter. What would you say to the purple wombat claps its feet?
Oh, I'm afraid I've no idea.
Well, have a go.
I've absolutely no idea.
Come on, man. Don't be wet. Have a go.
All right. The walls of Jericho are slimy green.
Quite right. Well done. Now, coffee?
Yes, please.
Hello? Could we have two of those delicious coffees that you... Hello? Two coffees, please. Yes, cancel the other two. There's someone behind you. Oh, dear me, you mustn't be taken in by an old one. And now, one small thing I noticed back here. Where are we? Yes, here, your second name. Obolenskovichki. Not a Russian, are you?
Yes, I am.
You are a Russian?
Yes.
Well, that's no good. We don't want Russians in the Secret Service, do we? Wouldn't be secret. Why don't you go, then? Smith & Wesson 42, new revolving cattle pin holster fire. You know, when they brought that gun out about 1960s... Now, the reason that I know that that was a blank that you fired at me then is that there was practically no kick. Do you notice that? Practically no kick at all. And the other thing was, you see, the smoke that came out of the end of the barrel was greyish in colour. Now, if you use a real bullet, you see, you get a quite distinctive sort of bluish tinge around the outside of the flame. You know, you can't mistake it. It's a sort of thing you pick up when you've been knocking around in the branch for a year or... Two? Hello? Would you make that just one coffee, please?
Now can I do my dance?
Not now.
But last night you promised.
Just do what we rehearsed.
And now...
Waiter, there's a man in my soup.
And now, I'd like to do my dance.
Good evening, and welcome to Treasure Trove. Tonight, we're in the exquisite drawing room of Dun Romin, which Ernst Lehmann built specially to house his magnificent collection. With me, as usual, is a panel of art experts who are going to try and identify just some of the magnificent objects in this collection. On my left, Professor Thaxborough Bronheim, curator of the Cheltenham Museum of Fine Arts. Next to him, Dr. Alice Groenbaum of the Brownonian Institute. And on the end, an old friend of ours, Professor Proudfoot, lecturer in comparative objects at Leicester. With the introductions over, I think we can get straight on with the first object. For those of you at home who want to pit your wits against the experts, now's the time to close your eyes. Bronheim, would you like to start with this one?
Certainly, beautiful.
Isn't it lovely?
Beautiful.
Yes, isn't it lovely?
Well, it's Ming, isn't it? One of a pair, I'd say. Fourth dynasty.
Fourth?
Oh, definitely fourth, yes. Emperor Fu Tong, possibly Cho Tang. Mm. Ah, no, there are the two dragons, yes. Fu Tong. Mm. Mm. What do you think, Groenbaum?
I think you're probably right on Ming. I've got Louis the 14th damask nose tweezers on my card, but I think you're probably nearer the mark. Anyway, you certainly are correct. It is part of a pair, because fortunately we have the other one here. Could you pass it along to Proudfoot, who didn't get a chance to proper look at it. This is probably a little unfair, Proudfoot, but did you get a chance to identify it?
Well, I'd go along with Bronheim entirely on that one. Fourth Dynasty Fu Tong. Fourth Dynasty Fu Tong. It's a beautiful piece.
And its value?
Who can say?
Quite. Could we have the next object, please? Bronheim.
Enchanting.
Isn't it enchanting?
Absolutely enchanting. Well, Staffordshire figurine, late 18th century, but this is really more your field than mine, Proudfoot.
Oh, perfect, perfect, a perfect Molesworth, yes, can't mistake it. With only one of these. What wouldn't I give to own one of these? But where would I get £60,000?
No, where would any of us?
Yes, yes, Staffordshire figurine, Thomas Molesworth.
Date?
Date, 1789.
Oh, a little early, 87, I think, something. And its value, Proudfoot?
About the same as the Ming Han.
The next object is a really rather lovely piece. And you can see this one here. It's a rather delicate clock mechanism, which... which I don't think we need bother with just at the moment. Could we have a stone, do you think, please? Bronheim, I think you'll recognise this one.
Ah, yes. Yes, this is an old favourite, the old Brachmin diamond.
Brachmin.
Yes. Brachmin Brahul.
Proudfoot, isn't there some sort of legend attached to this diamond?
There isn't, no. There's a rather romantic story attached to this, that if this diamond should ever disappear, an evil genie will descend to Earth and destroy 5 million Watutsi.
That's very nice, yes, sir. Wrong. Arabs.
Arabs.
Nevertheless, this diamond has survived floods, earthquakes, and even the great fire of the Imperial Palace. Showing just how indestructible it is.
Oh, pity. So much for 5 million Arabs. And now we pass next on to the next object, which is, of course, a chair.
Ah, yes. Well, early Chippendale.
Early Chippendale, you say?
Can you tell me what you think of, at last, the 1948 show?
Well, it's rather difficult to say what's good about it.
Well, do you like it?
Well, I don't know whether I like it or not.
Yes or no?
Yes, I do like it.
Thank you.
That was a Rediffusion London production.